die Weisheit entstrahlt, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar still in das Land. Doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin diesen Strom sich noch fehlt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist göttlich und sein Wasser ist klar. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig. Das Wasser des Lebens, das ist diese Flut. Du Jesum ergierst, sie seht, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. Auf Sünder vergaß für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn dürstet er komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes einschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, Glaube,
es. Well, you and I, we know that stream. Mm-hmm. Die Weisheit entstrahlt. You gotta look for it. I know of a stream, and that here is this stream, this here truth.
Mm-hmm.
We followed it right through. When Jesus was here, that stream was Jesus. When he said, "It is he that believeth on me has eternal life and will not come into judgment." And when you believed, when you were identified back then with Jesus, you were put out of the synagogue and you were threatened from these religious zealots. See, they don't like Jesus. They don't see religion will never is not compatible with Christianity. The reason these religious sects and these cults put us on the outs simply because what you and I believe is not compatible with their religion. So what they do, they put you in the outs. Back in the days of Jesus, they put you out of the synagogue, and back in the days of the early Christian, they put you down and burned you at the stake. They couldn't get you to compromise. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get you to recant. That's just the nature of the beast. That's just the way it is, and nothing you can do to change it. It just proves that you and I are right, mm-hmm. because we're not on their page.
That's right.
It's just pretty obvious. That's how people can tell that we have something they don't have, because we're not compatible with them. Yeah, they like us to be on their page so they can continue with their garbage. But see, we're not part of their regime, so they put you in the outs. Then they forbid people to have anything to do with us. It's just the same old, same old. Just like it was back when Jesus was here. Mm-hmm. Just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
After a while, you get to learn to live with it. Mm-hmm. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a wonderfulness knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. I met a man one day who looked so down and out. I know because I've been that way before. But I found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, and His promise He made can only mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that this promise He made can all be mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus,
just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just a simple faith
to plunge me.
Need the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just from sin and self-disease. Just from Jesus simply take life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I prove the more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me. Will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him, Lord.
Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus.
I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret of this is that the Comforter abides with me. He abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day, yes, I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had a peace within, till I heard of Jesus shed upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm so glad of it, just as free,
For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Since the Comforter abides with me, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter abides with me. There's no thirsting for the things of the world or taking wings. Long ago I gave them up and instantly. All my night was turned today, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day. Yes, I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter abides with me. There's no thirsting for the things of this world have taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my light was turned today, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day. Yes, I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter abides with me. He abides. Hallelujah, He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day. Yes, I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter abides with me.
You and I, we got it made. The spiritual aspect of things. Not as far as the world goes. But, you know, you can trust Jesus. You can trust the Word. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then the Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through this life weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord,
heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat.
Mm-hmm.
That's you and I. We're not going back. They try everything in their book to get me to recant, to go back to the compound. But, you know, I have nothing to go back to. Once I saw what that system was all about, the Satanista head, I mean, I had no desire to go back. Yeah, I had a family back there, but it's became a secondary item. It's all about truth. It's all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord puts you on the course. You've got to persevere. You're going to have to suffer a lot, but at the end of the day, that's what counts. At the end of the day, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was sick unto that, and I've never been so sick in my life. Here, these tucks came in, and I told it before, trying to get me to compromise. To go back to what? Go back to daughter. Go back to hell? About the same thing, you know. Religious to you and I is just, mm-hmm, just pure hell.
You can see that these people never had an experience with the Lord, an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because once you have an encounter with Jesus, you know, he sets you on a journey, on a course. And when people come and they try to sell you religion, and you think of all the things that Jesus has done for you in your life, and all the moments of bliss that you shared with him is pale in comparison to anything in this world. And here people, they want you to deny all that. You know, that's the one thing that really stood out to me, that wanting you to deny the things that Jesus has done for you, you know. And then you realize these people never had an encounter with Jesus. They never, never experienced the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a sad place to be when somebody has not been to Jesus, you know, have never experienced and felt what Jesus can do for you, his presence, just the touch of his hands, you know. You cannot, earthly words cannot describe it, you know. You can never give it to a person. If they've never experienced that, they can never identify with that. And why you are the way you are, and why you choose to live the way you live, you know. All these things that come with being touched by Jesus.
Amen to that. I was preaching on the weekend, you know, how there's no two people that have it better than you and I have it, because we've sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're living according to the Word. We're not living according to traditions and or to that religious system out there. That religion, like I said earlier, religion and Christianity is not compatible. Somewhere along the road of life, you're going to have to make the cut. You're going to have to make a decision where you stand. And my stand came back in the early 90s. I was living underground, an underground Christian. And then I had to step up to the plate, and I had to expose that the religious zeal, the religious system for what they are. They're nothing but, they're of the devil. They're none of God. They have no, that's why I keep saying, there's no eternal life in these religious systems. People, they die, then they go to hell, because there is absolutely no eternal life in them. We told over and over again, we've been saying where the eternal life is. This is going to be eternal life back, like I say, back in the days when Jesus was here. Your eternal life was believing Jesus. That's why he said, he that believes in me, he that has eternal life will not come into condemnation. That's what's the story back when Jesus was here, because he was that stream. He told that woman in the well, if you drink the water that I have available, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, and you'll never thirst again. That's happened to you and me. We found that living water. We found that truth for our day, and we haven't been thirsty ever since. We've been fed like these fatted calves over the Malachi chapter 3. We've gone in and out like fatted calves because we found that strength. We found exactly what that woman at the well found. Out of her belly came flowing rivers of living water. And that's just exactly what we're doing. See, that's why we have it so good. We're not entangled with the world and with the things of this world. That's why we made a decision. I used to wonder that soda mitzvah shamaya. That soda mitzvah shamaya is strictly religion. I used to hear it at church. My dad used to preach it. That soda mitzvah shamaya, that's an atuta. Well, I didn't know what it means. But as time went on, that religious system. Once you become a Christian, that religious system will spew you out. That's exactly what happened to you and me. We're prime examples, and that's why over the weekend I thought about how good you and I have it. Now, don't get the wrong impression. And when I say how good you and I have, I don't mean good in the flesh. I mean simply spiritually speaking, how good the Lord has been to us, because we have put our trust in the Word of God. When push came to shove, we stuck with that Word. And then what happened is, throughout our journey, the Lord put us to a test to see if we're serious with this stuff. And then they throw everything again. We've been through the fire, we've been through the water, we've been through the lions. Then they threw everything at they could. Even to this day, they use my family to try to break me. Up till my wife was still alive, they used my wife right to the very last day to see if they can get me to go back to that diabolical satanic compound, the satanist head of it. But see, I had to stand my ground. It was that easy. I had to constantly be in the Word of God to keep my sanity. But they used my wife to try to persuade me to go back, just like back in the days of these uncircumcised Philistines. These preachers, they're just like these uncircumcised Philistines. And when we mention them, we don't mean we hate them. We're just showing you the religiology of it all.
Right.
These people, they're deceived. They think they're doing God a service. And we don't hold it against them because they're not born again. It's just part of nature. That's what happened. There's going to be, you see, and the last day, there's going to be a big gulch between the people that fear God and the people that don't fear God. Between religion and Christianity, there's going to be a big gulch in between. And that gulch, we can feel it on a day-to-day basis. We have no part of that worldliness, of that religious system. That's why during the week I saw how good you and I have it, because we have stuck with the Word. We've used the Word as our guide. And I went back at the observe thou Satan. You know, what life would be without Satan. Let's say we go back in the garden, and then back in the garden there was a, well, there was a commission given, be fruitful and multiply. And only partake of the tree of life. And see, we're not, you and I, we're not in that, and that program to be fruitful and multiply. That thing is history to us. So we don't have to get involved with being fruitful and multiply. And see what happened, if, like I keep saying, if Adam and Eve would have partaken of the tree of life, then they would have created a utopia for the whole human race. All they would have had to take was partake of the tree of life, and there would be no sin, there would be no, the devil wouldn't have gotten in there. If all they would have had to do was stick with God, what Jesus, what God told them, partake of the tree of life. And then, like I said, they would have a heavenly utopia. There would be no sin, there would be no weeds. You wouldn't have to hold the weeds. Everything would have been hunky-dory. Adam and Eve didn't have to work. That serpent-like creature would have done the work, and the animal kingdom would have been in harmony. Everything would have been a utopia had they partaken of the tree of life, had they taken orders from the Lord, from the God of heaven. But see, they didn't, and the devil came in, and he meddled up the picture. But I'm trying to see what I saw during the week, and you and I, when push came to shove, we stuck with the Word. Mm-hmm. We didn't stay with religion and all that stuff. We stuck with that Word, and then, like I say, the Lord tested us to see if we're going to be faithful and true, and as time went on, time and time again, we proved to be faithful to the Word of God. When Brother Jackson left the scene and all these different teachings came out, we stuck with the Word of God. That's why we have it so good. There's no two people that are more blessed than you and I, because we're standing with the Word of truth for our day. And then as my time went on, we found that stream, that we realized that stream is the truth for your day. And then the Lord gave us the responsibility and the mandate to continue on with the program. And that's why you and I have it, because we have made the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word is our prime motive, mm-hmm. It's how we live. It's just that simple. And I was thinking that early church, you know, the early church, they had it made there. They had all things common. Nobody had any need. Nobody had nothing. They didn't have no. Everything was hunky-dory in that early church until Satan came in with his antichrist. And that's exactly what the prophet of the age, what Brother Brennan came to do, to turn us back to that utopia that the early church had. And that's the way you and I live, because we heard about the prophet, we believed it, and he came to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers, back to the church of the church of Ephesus, back exactly where they were. They lived all things in common, and nobody had any need, and that's mm-hmm. exactly how you and I are living. We have all things in common. There is absolutely no need of none kind, because we're living by the Word of God. We're not living by that religiology. That's why we have it so good. That's why I said we're so blessed above all the people of the planet Earth, because we have decided we're going to follow Jesus. We're going to put our trust in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's simple. That's why we're blessed beyond comparing. And it's nothing to do with it. We have put our trust in the Word of God. When we heard about God sending a prophet, and then he turns us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers, because the Bible says the last church will be like the first. That kernel of wheat that went in the ground, and throughout history it went in the ground, and then it through the dark ages it lay there, but then the reformers came to turn us exactly back to where we are today. You and I are the prime example of living exactly the way that early church lived. We have all things down, we're blessed beyond measure. We do exactly what Jesus said. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out devils. That's what you and I do. We're that early church prime example. And anything out of that is going to take you out to hell. And that is just that simple. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just give you thanks for your word, a word of truth, the fact, Lord, that you brought us to the message of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson here in these closing days of time, Lord. We are eternally grateful, Lord. We just pray we'll never take it for granted and feel that you are the living, but we just pray for grace that we'll continue on and crucify the flesh and just stay close to your word, Lord. There's so many things, Lord, we're grateful for, but most of all, Lord, we just pray that you're going to use us for your honor, for your glory. Do with us as you see fit. Allow us to walk humbly before you, Lord. Help us never to take things for granted, Lord. We just pray you just continue lead and guide us by your spirit, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for the hearts of the people, Lord. There's millions of people out there walking in religion, walking in darkness. We just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people and that they can listen to what we have to say, that it's the yea and the amen for the hour we're not living in. Help them to see that stream that we're always talking about, Lord. And then just pray, Lord, you'll give that increase to these people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when you got to step back sometimes and analyze how good you and I have it. Sometimes we have a tendency to take it for granted. We're living in a land of opportunity and a land of where milk and honey flow. You just can't express yourself enough simply because we have made the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, our prime motive. He's the reason for the season. We're not just talking about it. We're living it. We have decided we don't want to have nothing to do with these worldly things out there. We decided we don't want to have no part of that religion. All that religion is to blind you from coming into relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And these religious dealers, they have a lot of clout, a lot of power. Like when we say that Jimmy Swaggart and Billy Graham, these are all just forces of Satan to blind you from the fact that God sent a prophet. Amen. Because they started rising up back in the 60s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, just when God had a prophet on the earth here today. And here in America, he had that angel came and he took the vote for Brother Branham and all the Billy Graham, all the Swaggarts, all the Oral Roberts, all these world evangelists, they were just sent out by Satan to make sure you don't find out that God sent the prophet. Amen. Take your views off, Brother Brown.
And that's the truth, you know. Coming up through life, when you know, growing up in that religious system, you know, and when the Lord saved me, and I listened to a lot of preachers, like I've said many times before. I've listened to a lot of preachers on the radio, and I knew what was out there. But I was not at rest. My spirit was not at rest. It wasn't until I came to the channel where God was at. That's where I was at rest, my soul and spirit. When I came to ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, that's where God was at. And it's hard for us to relay that to people that have never had that hunger and that longing inside of them that wanted something and nothing else but God could satisfy that longing and where mm-hmm. he's at. And I was reading something just to give you a comparison of people become so accustomed and used to the environment that you're living in, and you think it's a normal environment. And I was reading something yesterday in the Kings about we all know who King Ahab was. Now King Ahab was a very bad king, and he married Jezebel. And he married her for politics. But when Ahab died, he had a son. His name was Ahaziah. Now Ahaziah, he fell through a window lattice and he got very, very gravely injured. And so he sent out messengers to the Beelzebub, to the god of Ekron. Now Elijah was the prophet of the land that God had, the Tishbite, Elijah the Tishbite. Everybody knows about Elijah. So anyway, the Ahaziah, he sent messengers out to Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, when there was a prophet in the land of God. So you can see the environment that the Israelites were living in. Here was this king Ahaziah, totally alienated from the ways of God, and that he had to send out messages to go to false gods to get an oracle, you know. So it reminded me so much of our day and hour. Like when you will look at those preachers, those renowned preachers that our world setting has. You have the Jimmy Swaggart. Well, he's passed on now. Now he's got his son Donnie there on his throne. And then you have the Oral Roberts. He passed away now. You have Billy Graham, and then now you have his son Franklin Graham. Mm-hmm. And then you have their little kingdoms that they passed down. And all the while, God had a prophet in the land, and he had a chief apostle in the land to get us back to where God is at, that treadle, that stream. And here you can see the same setting that was back in the Israelites, where they were so in darkness and so unaware of the ways of God that this king sent out messages to acquire from the god of Ekron, instead of Elijah, the prophet that God had in the land. That's how you can see the same situation you see here in our day and hour. These preachers is like going to the god of Ekron, because they're not connected to the vine. They're not connected to the source that God sent the prophet in this day and age to do what? To take us back to Him, to bring us back to Him. Because we know what happened going out from the early church, that Antichrist spirit that God had was taken from the human family, and then water baptism in the Trinity came in. The whole world was going towards Roman, that Roman Empire, and then it evolved into Roman Catholicism. That's a false god. They were taking the people in direction, and then God started to bring it all back through the Reformation, and then at the Azusa Street, the Pentecostal hour, how God was restoring all things. He had a vessel. He had everything that was needed. See, I didn't know all that until I came to the prophet, but I know there was something missing in my life. There was something lacking. And it wasn't until I was connected to that source, to that stream, that I know I had it. My soul, my spirit was at rest. I had found, I was connecting to God, the creator of the universe, of all things, because I was lining up with what He has. That prophetic ministry was lining me up with the Lord Jesus Christ for our day and hour, and connecting me right back to God, our creator, who is worthy to be praised. That real God, that the God that Elijah the Tishbite back in the Old Testament had, the same God was here in our, is here in our hour. But you have to connect yourself to the source that go where God is at. All these other ones out there, they're gonna lead you just like this messenger. They went out to these false gods to inquire of them. That's what they're at. And it's hard for people to believe that. You think we're really out to lunch and mean, but it's the truth. That's what these oracles out there are. They're not real. They're not connected. They're connected to a wrong source, and they're going to give you wrong information. But people have come too accustomed to that they don't know, just like Israel, didn't know the real God anymore.
Amen to that. And the people, they see there's a lot of cancer. People dying from cancer. Mm-hmm. And they all know that you prayed for me and that cancer couldn't go out fast enough. But they would rather die in their cancer. They would rather than come here where that bomb of Gilead is. Mm-hmm. There's a source here. Because you and I, we've been part of that stream. And then we have that quality where Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. You and I, we believe the message for your day. And then God gives us the power or the go ahead, these signs shall follow them, but he will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But see, they know all about that, mm-hmm. but they would rather let their friends, let their family die in their cancer, die in their all kinds of ailments, like we had that experience with that lady over here at Delta. She has to walk around with an oxygen tent and tank and just to keep herself alive. And the Lord can't do. Let us know exactly what's wrong with her. She would have had complete in a split second. She would have had a brand new set of lungs. Because the Lord told us, he allowed us to see exactly what the problem is. And we were ready. We volunteered. We'll just allow us to pray for you. And she said, you know, we got our preachers. We don't need you guys. Well, so she's still walking around with that oxygen tank because their preachers, they can't help but go tell that letter and his son to pray for you. See if he'll get anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because they're not of God. They're not real. They're just frauds. They're not connected to the source. It's just a religious system that's dead. And see here, the Lord has a bomb in Gilead. All she would have had to do was just give us the go-ahead, and then God would have done it. He would have just used you and I to do whatever needs to be done, but she would have been healed. She would have had a brand new set along. And that's what happens with people. They're like it was back in the days coming through the wilderness journey, where these people were bitten by these serpents, and then they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord told Moses to put up a brass serpent. And I'll put it up on the pole, and all they have to do is look at that brass serpent, they'll be instantly healed. But see, there were people there, rather than listen to what Moses mm-hmm. had to do, instead of looking up at that brass serpent and to be instantly, you know what they did? They looked the other way. They refused to look at that brass serpent, and then they died in their agony and their tremendous pain when these serpents bit them. And see, that's the way, same thing it is today. They would rather die in their cancer, rather die in their sin, than come and ask for Lorraine, could you pray for me? Because it works. You try it time and time again. And that's why the Lord has raised us up here in these closing days of time. And it just, that's why you and I, we have it so good. Because it's my making. When I saw something in the scripture, when I saw that God sent the prophet, I took the plunge. It's like, back in the day when we were learning to swim, we just took a plunge into the water and we learned to swim. That's mm-hmm. the way it's named here. When I heard God sent them, I took a plunge. I didn't care what people said, did or think or what they thought of me. I just know that God sent the mm-hmm. prophet. And I made sure everybody that knew me is going to hear about it. It's just part of my makeup. And that's the way you and I operate. We see it in the scripture and we go for it. That's why you and I are so blessed beyond measure. Because we've seen exactly what that prophet came to do. To turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. Mm-hmm. And that last church will be like that first one. That's why you and I believe it. That's why the Lord has blessed us so abundantly. He's given us everything that we possibly need. In fact, he even gives more than we asked for, that we even thought was possible. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Because we have put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our trust in his word. And like I keep saying over and over again, once Jesus left the scene, he said, this will be eternal life. The program will continue as if I was here. He said, this will be eternal life. Once I leave, I'm going to send seven angels, and they're going to lead the church throughout the grace age. And if you believe in these seven stars that Jesus sent back in the book of Revelation, and we found that out, and we believe that God here in the church age, he sent that angel, and that angel linked up with Brother Branham. We're part of that stream. That's why you and I have it so good. We're blessed beyond measure. And we really doing exactly what the Bible said. When you see these things happening, rejoice and lift up your head, for your redemption draw nigh. The coming of the Lord is only under 3 years. So only under 3 years, where there'll be no more seed, and everything that we're saying here on these websites is 100% accurate, because we went back to the scriptures and we're only saying things that's already been proven, tried, and has that we know God sent the prophet, and we know He sent that chief apostle, and we know here in this closing, this message that we're putting out here on a day to day is the final chapter for mankind before it falls into judgment, for the great tribulation, before the day of the Lord. This is the final chapter, that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Anything beyond that is just going to take God to hell and that, because we know what we're talking about. That Leonard and that Arnold from Acadia, their program will take you right out to hell, and that is just that simple. Mm-hmm. And this here program, this stream that you and I are on, that we've been trying to tell people here for the last 30, 40 years, they'll take you right into eternity. Right into eternal life, because there is only eternal life is only found in the seven stars that Jesus said He's going to send, and that's part of that stream to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jex. Then He gave you and I the mandate to hold on to the things that have been firmly established in the church age of Laodicea. That's the only thing that we're talking about. It's no use talking about the Billy Graham, because they're there to blind and make sure to entertain the people with this phony religious psychedelic religion, that charismatic garbage that's floating around out there, and people, they get hyped up about it, but it's got nothing. It has only got death in it. It'll take you out to hell and death like a lot of these charismatics do. They think when they get this movement, but it's only brought, that charismatic spirit is only brought out by the seducing spirit and the doctrines of the devil. God sent a prophet. Here in this closing day of time, it was the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We keep saying that because it's the only thing that's worth repeating, because it's the only thing that will take you to that eternal life. It's eternal life. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send. Mm-hmm. I just found that here a few years back when I read it. I saw exactly what it was talking about. And out there, that other stuff has no eternal life in it. That Leonard has absolutely got no eternal life. His sermon and his Hutterite stuff and his tradition has no eternal life. And people put their whole life in that, hoping that someday they might go to heaven if they live in a community style living. But it has no eternal life because it originated from Satan. Back when Jacob Hutter came on the scene, Satan used that these zealous and these religious Roman Catholic priests to start up a new system. Mm-hmm. And all they could go back to is Peter and these tubs that Satan used.
Just another form of Roman Catholicism. Amen. That's all it is. It's death.
And all we're trying to do, we're trying to wake people up with the truth for your day. If you come on board, you'll just have it just as good as we have it, because it's all part of that stream. That stream will take you out to eternal life. Amen. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And in that stream, there is life. There's healing. All that, the wonders of God that God has available. But you have to come to that stream. That's where the life is at. And if you don't, you know, there is no life outside of that.
That's right. Say, to him that heareth, let him say, come. See, I take it for granted people are like you and me. Once we find out about it, we just make sure we let everybody know about it. And I take it for granted people are like you and me. But they're afraid what that Leonard will do to them. And these tugs, like the Bible says, fear not them. They kill the body. Eventually, they'll eventually kill us too if the Lord allows it. If He doesn't come and take us into rapture, that's the it's just the nature of the beast. That's just the way it is. And all we're doing, we're putting it out there. Whosoever will, let him come, because that's all now. The invitation to the marriage supper of the, go read Matthew 22, where it says that invitation is going on. That is applicable right now, and until that rapture happens. Once that rapture happens, it goes into something else. It goes into judgment. And you don't want to be here when that judgment is. Think about the worst enemy that you could possibly have. You don't want that your worst enemy even to be here once that rapture happens to be. When Satan has given full rein to the planet. You see all these immigrants, all these things that are going around the world. Satan will be given complete full control of the planet once the Holy Spirit is taken out, once the rapture happens. And like I say, you don't want your worst enemy to stay here. That's why we're putting all our resources. That's why we're using 24/7 to send out the warning for people to come and partake of the waters of life freely. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we just pray, Lord, that you help people, Lord. Give them a heart to perceive what we're trying to say here, Lord, that you have a stream, Lord, and people connect to that stream, Lord. In it is life, there's healing, there's everything, because that's where their people are connected to the source, they're connected to you, Lord. Everything else out there leads to hell and death. It's just that gray horse rider, that laid a seer spirit that has blinded the people, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll help people, Lord, receive truth, Lord. We give you thanks for all your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.